Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio, open His eternal Word and study the Word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the Word of God today. We're continuing our study on the subject dealing with our thoughts, or dealing with our mind. I pointed out to you on the broadcast yesterday that man is a triune being made in the likeness of God. Just as God is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, one God manifest in three personalities, then so am I. I am body, I am soul or heart, and I am spirit or mind. And the reason I said that as I did, in the Word of God, the word soul and heart are used interchangeably, and the word mind and spirit are also used interchangeably. I mentioned to you the fact that sometimes the word soul or the word heart are used to speak of the entire being. Our body gives us contact with the material world. Our spirit gives us contact with the spirit world. Our soul gives us contact with other soul beings and with our own self. The heart or soul of a man is the seat of emotions and affections. The mind or spirit is the seat of learning, knowledge, and will. The body is the seat of activity and mobility. With our body we labor, with our mind we learn, with our heart we love. And I pointed out to you that if you're saved, your heart and soul has been redeemed. Your body will be resurrected. But what is the hope for the mind in this wicked world that we live in? Since you are a saved being living in an unsaved body, then your mind becomes the battlefield between God and the devil and between good and evil. So our heart is redeemed, our body will be resurrected, but our mind must be constantly renewed. We read from the Word of God in the book of Romans chapter number 12, and I read it again. Verse number 2, the Bible said, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." And then I pointed out also yesterday that the book of Ephesians reveals to us God's work of grace in bringing salvation into our lives. The Bible said in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." So the book of Ephesians gives us the great truth of how God in His grace works the miracle of the new birth in our salvation. He places in our heart the joy of knowing and serving the Lord. But then when you come to the book of Philippians, that book deals with the responsibility of man in working the joy that God put in his heart out into his life. We must learn to cooperate with the Holy Spirit in bringing this great salvation that God placed in our heart when he saved us, and the fruit of it, we must work at bringing that out into our daily life. And that's what we're dealing with. Our battleground is the mind. Our thought pattern becomes the very instrument that the devil uses to try to defeat us and discourage us in our Christian journey. And this is not just some new thing. We learn all the way back over in the book of Genesis, chapter number 6, in the days before the flood, that the thoughts of man was continually evil. He had no thought for God, but his mind was upon wickedness and sin. And friend, I must admit to you, we're about in that same situation this day. That's why we're seeing all of the wickedness we're seeing around the world. Our minds have been so exposed and so infiltrated by the wicked thoughts of this world through the media, the television, the radio, the printed page, and the internet, and all of these things have been used in the hands of Satan to pollute the mind of the people. Because the devil knows if he can influence the mind, he will influence the life of people. And so we're looking at this thought of dealing with our thoughts, are dealing with our mind. Let's look first of all at the power of the mind. Now, you may not be aware of how much power and influence your mind has over your life. The Bible said in Proverbs chapter 4, verse number 23, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." And here he uses the word heart. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. But now listen to Proverbs chapter number 23 and verse number 7. The Bible said, "For as he," talking about a man, "for as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." Any person, man, woman, boy, or girl, what you think is what you will become. The reason the devil so influences the mind and so attacks our mind is because he knows that if he can control our thinking, it will not be long until he's controlling our action. "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." What you think upon will be what you become before too long. I was thrilled and blessed as I was studying the Word of God when I read in the book of Acts chapter 26, verse number 2, where Paul said, "I think myself happy." What a statement. What a statement. "I think myself happy." Many people today in our society think themselves sad. Some think themselves bad. Some think that they've been had. And a few think themselves glad. But as you think, you will become. Here's a great lesson for us to learn. And it was a great day in my life when I learned what I'm fixing to share with you. I learned that if I thought negative, then I would become negative. But if I thought positive, then I would become positive. I'm speaking about the power of your mind. If you will allow the devil to cause you to think on negative thoughts, your life will be negative all day long. But if you, by the grace of God, will set your affections on things above and think on positive thoughts, your day will be positive all day long. And I continue on. If we think godly, we will become godly. But if we think ungodly, we will become ungodly. My, what a statement. Oh, what a statement. If we think godly, we will become godly. That's why even when you go to church, the devil don't want you to listen to the preacher. He wants your mind outside the service on other things, because he knows if you get your mind on the service and on spiritual things and on the message that the man of God is preaching, then your mind will influence you for God and for godliness. And he does not want that in your life. So he gets your mind out there thinking on ungodly things that you should be out there doing. And while you're thinking that, then your mind is drawing you away from the things of God. Listen, friend, we must learn the power of the mind controls the process of our life. Whatever we think is what we will do And whatever we think is what we will become. If we think, as the world tries to get us to think, that passions matter more than principles, then we wind up doing the things that are contrary to the word of God. We ignore the principles and go for the passions. Feelings override facts if we let our mind direct us in that area. But the power of the mind is a man thinketh in his heart. So is he. What you think, you will become. There is the power of the mind. Let me just mention briefly this. There's not only the power of the mind, but there's a position of our mind that we must be reminded of. You see, our heart and soul is saved. That means that we've received the Lord Jesus Christ into our heart. And since he lives inside our heart and soul, we've been made a partaker of the divine nature. Then we learn that our body is unsaved. It's flesh, and it will be flesh until it goes back to the dust from whence it came. Our body is not saved. So we're a saved being living in an unsaved body. Our soul is saved. Our body is not saved. And our mind then becomes the battlefield. Both our soul and our body desire to control our mind and use our mind to their own benefit. Somebody said, "Preacher, why do I have so much trouble with my mind and my thoughts?" Listen to me. If you're saved, you have God and good in your heart battling to glorify God. But you have evil and the devil desiring to use your mind and your life to glorify Satan. And so the battle rages. The battlefield is not the soul. It is redeemed. The battlefield is not the body. It's going back to the ground. Those are settled. And if you're saved, your body will be resurrected one day. But friend, right now, the open access that Satan has to you is in your mind. And that's why he's making such an all-out assault on your thinking and on your philosophies. He is desiring to control your mind and your body, your being, by controlling your mind. But on the other hand, thank God, if you're saved, the Holy Ghost lives inside of you. And he desires to control you from the spiritual side, from your heart that's saved. And so the battle rages. The civil war is on. The battlefield is your mind. So what you think is what you will become. What you think on is what you will do. And there is the position of the mind. You're a saved being living in an unsaved body. There's a battle raging. Who's going to control your life? And your mind is the battleground. And one of them will win. Father, take the word. Use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day to gather by the radio and study his word together. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. We have a few churches and individuals that support us on a monthly basis, but we need to hear from a number of you. Would you pray for us? And then as the Lord directs your heart, sit down and write to us and share with us in the financial burden. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179, Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179, Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.